91.2 and M on a Tuesday. It's trying to find out what's doing around the Muswellbrook Shire Council area with Mayor Rod Scholes. How are we doing, Rod?
All right, Dave. Doing quite well, surviving the lockdown reasonably well. I feel for those that don't find it quite so easy, but with children locked away and frustration about employment and economic issues as well. So, I'm surviving it reasonably well.
Good to hear. Now, mate, I just want to start with a question that Tony rang up and asked us on the show yesterday. If I can get you to have a listen to this.
Just curious on how the Remington, the house next door to the Remington Motel, is able to sit there in that construction mode without any safety barriers. It's a house that's been removed on pigsties, one of the highest construction dangerous places there is.
Yeah.
No barricades, bro. Every person can walk past the footpath and crawl under this house that is highly dangerous up on stilts, yet across the road we have some beautiful safety construction going on with the removal of the two houses next to the newsagent.
Now, Rod, I'm not sure if you know the house, but it's on Maitland Street right next to Remington. It's been lifted up, preparing for removal, but it stayed like that for what looks like a couple of weeks, and there doesn't seem to be any safety barricades around it preventing somebody from just wandering in.
Not good news. I'm not impressed with this at all. Not aware of it to any real extent because lockdown has created some issues, and I'm on the northern side of town. But I promise I'll make a phone call immediately. It is a dangerous thing. It shouldn't be like that. There should be construction fencing around that building, and I'll chase up the council officers and we'll see what we can do ASAP.
Much appreciated. All right, well, let's get on to what's happening with the lockdown regarding council offices and council services. Things are changing daily.
They are. So we're in a seven-day lockdown from the 14th to the 21st, and you must stay within your local government area. There are exceptions with regards to the medical needs regards to that, but other than that, basically stay within your local government area. The changes to council operations and facilities remain the same. So all of council community services, including the custom service desk at Campbell's Corner, Muswellbrook and Denman Libraries, the Art Gallery, Cafe and the Fitness Centre are closed. Staff are still available though, on 6549 3700, and also council will also be contacted online and also via the website, and payments, of course, can still come through. The animal shelter is closed to the public and rangers are on duty for limited services only. The Muswellbrook Wakes facility, we were getting a bit of flack about that from the Singular being open, but Singular now has understood what the health orders are and they're in line very similar to Muswellbrook now. So,
right.
So it'll be open from Monday to Friday, 8 to 4pm, with the following conditions. It'll provide the facility for general waste transfer events for eventual for extenuating circumstances only, such as waste that poses a health risk. Rural residents now will be able to get their stuff who don't have curbside collection and wheelie bin pickup. So bookings can be made and are required on 6549 3852 between 8 and 3pm. A QR code and being operation up there, the same as other premises you have to access, and payment must be by Xbox. The demo transfer station is closed. The reuse shop and the community packaging recycling centre up there are also closed. And garden waste recycling, scrap metals and oil drop-off are not currently available. Commercial waste and curbside collection will continue as usual.
Rod, just wanted to ask, on social media it's popped up recently, a few people in outlying areas saying that even though you can, you know, make a booking at the waste transfer between 8 and 3pm, they work during those hours. Is there any opportunity for them outside those hours to do anything, any way we can help them out?
We'll look at it, but the problem we've got is we actually have to split our workforce as well. A lot of people might be aware in certain circumstances to ensure that if COVID does really bite us hard, that we don't have all our employees in the one situation at the one time, you split people into teams.
Yes, yes.
So what that does is actually reduce your available workforce at any one time. So that's why the restricted hours.
Just have to look into it on a case-by-case basis, perhaps.
That's right.
Yeah.
Feel free to inquire, but the rules that exist are the ones I just read out.
All right. Rod, that's pretty much chewed out by our time today. I know there's a couple other things you want to mention. I might chase you up later in the week or get back to it next Tuesday, if that's okay?
No, that's no problem at all.
Good on you, Rod. Thank you very much for your time, as always, keeping us up to date with what's doing around the district on 2&M.
Thanks, Ben.